You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, some foreign visitors are now being asked to provide information about their social media accounts to border control agents. We'll find out why and who's concerned about it. Right now, police wearing body cameras to record video of arrests and other interactions with the public have become widespread in Wisconsin and nationwide. While some, like the head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, caution that these videos can give a misleading view of events, others, like Minocqua Police Department's chief, see them as a good tool for law enforcement. Wisconsin passed a law in 2014 that provides more consistency in how police-involved shootings are handled, but Wisconsin law doesn't mandate whether and when police body cam footage should be released to the public in those cases. Bill Leaders thinks that there needs to be clear and consistent policy about the release of those videos. He's president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, also managing editor of the Progressive magazine. Bill, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here.
Well, Bill, overall, what is your sense of how well Wisconsin is doing at releasing body cam videos when there is an event involving an officer?
Well, there's only been a few occasions where it has come into play. It is true that many police departments do have body cameras, and few of them have well thought out and defined policies as to what should be released when. There really needs to be a statewide standard that is created. There was a legislation that was introduced in the last session, which went nowhere. It was very late in the session, that would have established some rules for the archiving of this footage and when it's released and what you are allowed to show, what you'd black out. I mean, everything that police officers see should not be public information. There has to be some rules about it. So that process needs to play out, and it will. There will have to be some legislation that's drafted that creates standards for police departments around the state.
And you've been writing about this in light of the Sylville Smith case in Milwaukee. Can you tell us about how this issue of police body camera footage came into play there?
Well, here's what happened is in August when a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed a 23-year-old Milwaukee man named Sylville Smith. There were pronouncements made by the chief of police in Milwaukee, Ed Flynn, and also by the mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, regarding what those videos showed. The chief of police said that the individual was turning to the officer with a firearm in his hand. He said he was raising up with the gun. The mayor, Tom Barrett, said that he saw a still photo from the video. He didn't see the video itself, but the video, he said, demonstrates without question that the individual Smith had a gun in his hand, and he also said that the officer ordered that the individual drop his gun, and, quote, the individual did not drop his gun. Those were the representations made by the people who had access either to the video or to the photograph of the video that was shown to the mayor. In mid-December, the district attorney of Milwaukee County filed criminal charges against the officer in that shooting, saying that the same videos showed that the suspect had pitched away his gun and had was unarmed at the time that the second and fatal shot was fired. The district attorney, John Chisholm of Milwaukee, decided that the evidence of those videos was strong enough to support a criminal charge, a homicide charge, against the officer who had already been fired for another transgression. So my immediate thought is that there was something bad that happened here, that the public should not have been given assurances as to what the video showed, only to later learn that the video showed something completely different. And you have police at some point and others in public office who have come and said, we want to enhance accountability. We want to provide cameras that officers will wear in order to have greater openness and accountability when it comes to law enforcement. And we want you, the public, to pay for it. We want you to pay for these cameras and outfit everyone. And then they do it. And then in a situation like this, they have the footage that's obtained and they say, you can't see it, but we'll tell you what it shows. And then it emerges that the way that they've expressed what it shows is incorrect. It's inaccurate. It's contradicted by someone else who has viewed the exact same material. And they say, you still can't see it. And this video to this day has not been released publicly. I just think that is absolutely wrong from a public policy point of view to make the public pay for information that it is not allowed to see, even as you have public officials making representations about it. Now, this would never come into play if it was a bystander sitting on the curb and filming the whole thing with a handheld camera. That would be possibly released instantaneously on social media, and it would become footage that everyone would see, as we have in other situations in other states where that kind of video has been taken. But because it was produced by the officers themselves, there's this pattern of secrecy that extends to it.
Do you think that gets at some of the problems, though? Because obviously this is a video that, at least upon initial viewings, I say obviously, but there will be different interpretations, but the way that the viewing, the video was interpreted by Chief Flynn and maybe Mayor Barrett, if he saw a still, was open to interpretation. And then if you have the public weighing in as well, if they get it released right away, do you have what could be kind of a confusing situation for law enforcement and for the public?
Well, they would say that they do not want for a jury pool to be tainted by the fact that there's a video that many people have seen that shows something significant about the event. But that's exactly what happens in these other circumstances where video goes viral and gets shown all over because someone with a handheld camera has taken it. I believe it is always possible to find a jury who has not seen something that you think everyone has seen, and it's always possible to compensate for that factor. I am just troubled by the idea that we are creating public information and then denying the public the ability to view it.
We're talking with Bill Leaders right now, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, talking about when and how video of police body cam should be released to the public. And Bill, what do you think would remedy the situation? If you take this particular case we're talking about with Sylville Smith and that shooting, what do you think could have been done differently?
Well, other jurisdictions have more enlightened policies. In the city of Chicago, for instance, the law requires that video of a police shooting be released within 60 days. They can ask for an extension, and then I think it's 90 days. But generally speaking, they have 60 days to release the video. And they not only release it, they put it up on a website so you can anyone from the public can see it. That was done expressly to enhance accountability, which I thought was the purpose of these body cameras to begin with. The fact that you can see a video of a police shooting doesn't mean that you need to stop talking about it. It doesn't mean that you can't still interpret it in different ways and that a defense lawyer couldn't point out things that are exculpatory, but it does make it public, and I think that's what should happen.
What do you think would have been the effect had that video been released? And there has been in Milwaukee over the past months, there has been unrest in certain neighborhoods over this shooting in particular. I mean, would this
especially
sort of throw more fuel on the fire?
Especially in the days right after the shooting, there was disturbances called riots for at least two nights in a row. And you know, the public is going to react to the information it has, or it's going to react to the information that it doesn't have. I don't see that that's the key factor. I think that we are entitled to see what records are being created in our name and with our money.
And do you expect there to be any kind of legislation picked up in the new session that gets at this issue we're talking about today? You said it was introduced previously, didn't go anywhere. What are your hopes for the future?
Yeah, I do hope that they're going to reintroduce a bill and then deliberate it and come up with sensible rules. I mean, you do have to have standards for this stuff. One circumstance that people encounter is like, do you want to ever see video that's taken inside of someone's house? Someone calls the police, they come to their house, the cameras are running. Is that something the public should ever see? Well, probably not. But you also don't want to create a policy that says the public can never see that because it might be something that happened inside the house, which is the key event of public concern. It might be the person whose house it is who wants that information to be released in order to prove something about the conduct of the officer or the situation as it unfolded. And you don't want a law that says, nope, never, you can't see it. So it's a significant legislative task to come up with sensible rules, and I hope that our legislature will take it on.
And Bill, just very briefly as we wrap here, do you see this as being a bipartisan issue?
I don't see why not. I think that when it comes to law enforcement in particular, people have a vested interest in a system that the public trusts, and this was always embraced as a mechanism for increasing public trust, having these body cameras. So I think we ought to take it in the direction that's going to increase that.
Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. He's also managing editor of the Progressive magazine. And he joined us to talk about current policies regarding the release of police body cam footage in cases of officer-involved shootings and other incidences.